Track 1. After the end of World War II, Germany became entangled in the politics of its victors, the Allies: France, Great Britain, the US, and the Soviet Union. In an agreement, the Allies divided the country into four zones: the British zone, northwest, closest to Great Britain; the Soviet zone, in the northeast; the French zone, southwest Germany, which bordered France; and the American zone, southeast and central Germany. The Allies said, "Although Berlin, the capital, is in the east and in the Soviet zone, we will also divide the city into four sectors, and we will govern Berlin and Germany together." And then what happened? In 1948, the U.S. brought new U.S. money to Germany and named it the Deutsche Mark. They brought the money during a secret mission to West Germany to devalue the currency of East Germany, which still used the Reichsmark. Stalin told them, "Don't you dare bring the money to West Berlin. I don't want two currencies in the city." The Americans didn't listen and sent the money to Berlin in June 1948 anyway. In response, Stalin closed all the roads and railways leading to Berlin, so the other Allies flew supplies to West Berlin. After 10 months, Stalin gave up and reopened the roads. Konrad Adenauer declared the state of West Germany, also known as the Bundesrepublik Deutschland, or the German Federal Republic, with Bonn as the capital city. 5 months later, in October, East Germany declared itself as a state, also known as the Deutsche Demokratische Republik, or the German Democratic Republic, with East Berlin as its capital. This was not planned. Nobody planned that there would be two Germanys. This happened because of the Cold War between the Soviet Union and the US. Suddenly, a lot of people living in East Germany wanted to flee to West Germany. But then, to discourage people from leaving, the East German government put barbed wire along the border between East and West Germany. Alternatively, people still fled by crossing from East Germany to West Berlin, then flying to West Germany. From 1949 to August 13, 1961, 2.5 million people, 10% of the population of East Germany, fled to West Germany. At the time, half of the 2.5 million were younger than 25 years old. This means that if this migration had continued, East Germany's population would have significantly decreased.